Marama Davidson is with us. Thanks for joining us, Marama. I'd sing a motete to you, but I'll have to save it up and compose it at a later date. Thanks for joining us, sis. Tēnā koe.
I will hold you to that promise.
I'm sure I owe you a bet from 20 years ago anyway, Marama D. Hey, we have been talking pharmac into cancer drugs, and again, through the week, we've deliberately prioritised kōrero about breast cancer, Marama, to acknowledge your willingness to go public with the situation here, because if it inspires 1, 3, 5, or 500 wahine to go and get a mammogram or to self-examine, then our kōrero is valid. How are you feeling this week? This will probably be our last interview for a few months. So I'll miss that, but you know, it just goes without saying that we're all in your corner. How's the week been for you?
Oh, kia ora. Yeah, I know. I really wanted to make sure this was my last week for interviews and media for several months. Feeling really, as I said last week, I'm quite humbled by the aroha and the support. I really want to emphasise, look, we've only caught my breast cancer very early because of the urging of other survivors, other breast cancer survivors, who gave me the auntie side-eye judgy look when they found out that I hadn't gone for my routine mammogram screening. And I'm really, like, their judgy auntie side-eyes have literally saved lives, and including mine. So I'll be happy to be a judgy side-eye voice. But Dale, we all have a whānau responsibility to prioritise our well-being, Dale, but the cancer announcement, the funding from that the government announced yesterday, with more funding for cancer treatment and drugs, is of course welcome, absolutely. And especially for whānau Māori, whānau Pacifica, who are more likely than non-Māori to die from cancer, and Māori women are twice as likely to be diagnosed with and die from cervical cancer than Pākehā women. Those inequities, Dale, that's what we also need to centre, and what we also need to see this government acknowledge, all governments acknowledge, because the inequities also are to do with housing issues, income and poverty, whānau living with lack of income and in poverty, the actual systemic racism and issues that we've long known about the health system itself. That was what the independent Māori Health Board was going to help to sort out. So, you know, good that we heard the announcement from the government yesterday, but on the same hand, they are also denying the inequities by removing the Māori Health Board. So we've got to keep that pressure on.
Well, tēnā koe. Curious to know what's happening going forward. Obviously, you're going to step aside for a bit, and fair call. The Greens will still need to have regular callers, so I hope that Chloe might sit in your absence and join us semi-regularly, if that's a goer, or has a fill-in kaitautoko mahi been announced from the Greens? Once you're not there, who's going to step into your shoes?
As we announced last week when I did the announcement, our whole caucus will be holding the space for me rather than filling it. And what that means is that all of our MPs will support Chloe and help to share the broader workload. Dale, I've been very clear with my MPs that we must make sure that we fill in the Waitea space on my behalf. I know you talk to others of our MPs regularly, but I would specifically like to make sure that we've got a continual representation for my wahine Māori co-leader voice on your slot, because I've really, really greatly appreciated over many, many, many years now, Dale. So we'll be making sure that we can support and acknowledge the platform of Radio Waitea.
Well, tēnā koe. Otherwise, the judgy auntie side-eye will emerge.
Well, this is a really strategic tool, the judgy auntie side-eye.
It's
we'll make
a very
sure that
strategic
happens.
Tool. I love its description too. Is it a person or is it a movement?
Oh, it's definitely a movement, you know, and it's, I have to say, eons and thousands of generations old, this judgy side-eye strategy tool and movement. And it's one that comes from a place of love, hey? That's the main difference with our judgy auntie side-eye movement, is it always comes from a place of kia tina te whakapapa, you know, so ka pai.
Tēnā koe. Hey, this is serious stuff that we're talking about politics in 2024, is it not? We've been described as, you know, this is in the trenches to fight for Māori rights and the injustices that have been foisted upon us across generations. We must continue to stand our ground. And while you might be absent from the fight, if I can use that term, for a few months, I know you'll return to the front line when time allows. But what would you say of the importance of keeping our eye on the ball? What would you say of the importance of constant challenge? Because I don't think I can recall in recent political times a feeling that our kaupapa that we hold dear has been pushed backwards at such a rate. How serious is the political scene for Ngai Māori this year?
I have not experienced, and certainly in my lifetime, such an anti-tiriti, anti-Māori, anti-taiao, anti-climate government as this one. And that's why our people, it's not just about keeping our eye on the ball, it's about building bridges across communities, ehoa. It's about making sure that we have got tangata tiriti, non-Māori, working with us, helping us to bear the burden of these attacks that are quite direct on whānau Māori, on mokopuna Māori. We've always kept that mahi up. The only reason why we're still here today is because of our tūpuna have always kept that protection mahi and that whawhai up for our people. But it's even more important right now because this is the attacks on Māori that this government are pushing through quite blatantly, whether it's tiriti principles, anti-smoking, awahi kore legislation, Māori health authority, removing treaty obligations from legislation, attack on te reo in public service, and so on and so on. We've just, over the weekend, seen some really harsh anti-evidence announcements from the government about rangatahi and drivers of crime and boot camps, you know. So all of these are quite intentional and we must keep the fight going. The second thing I would say, and this is for all of our movement, Dale, is it's not just about me. Our people also, the only way that we can be sustainable, the only way we can keep the mahi going, we also want to survive, hey? And that means that sometimes our revolutionary mahi, listen to me, I'm trying to lecture myself here, means we have to step back and have that rest, and that is the mahi for the kaupapa, that we have to, we share that collective hauora, that collective oranga responsibility. And as everyone keeps telling me, this is now my job, this is now my mahi for our kaupapa, for our whakapapa, for me and my whānau, is to actually prioritise rest and well-being, and the rest of our movement need to be able to hold that line for all of us, because we all need to take a rest. That's the only way we'll survive and keep going. So those are the two messages there. Haere tonu te mahi kia kaha kia maia, and then kia tau. You know, when we have to take that rest, that is the only way we keep the whole movement going.
Tēnā koe. It's been a bit of an up and down year for the party, but there's quite obviously ongoing support for environment and the sort of social issues that are being advanced by the Greens and have been across the years. There's certainly a place in New Zealand politics for the kaupapa that the Greens support. And that's undeniable, isn't it? I mean, you can be discredited by those who limped into Parliament on 8% and 6%, and they almost make it part of their daily ritual to bag people who care about papatūnuku. But it's a force to be reckoned with and will continue to be, because that's what people who live in Aotearoa want, isn't it?
Yes, and I just... The Green Party is now, you know, upwards of 30 years old as a movement and have just continued to grow. What I also know is, you know, our people can't be gaslit, Dale. We can't be yelled at and shouted at as if this country doesn't care about our waterways and the health of our ocean for mokopuna and the beauty of our ngahere and our native species. You know, we can't be told, I'm sorry, it's too expensive to save and prioritise our ecosystems and our biodiversity. We will refuse to be told that. And so the growing voice of kaitiaki awareness and our responsibility as ancestors to our mokopuna, that's not going to quieten down. That is only going to keep strengthening in the face of incredible arrogance and incredible assaults on our values to tiakina papatuanuku. And so I'm really privileged to be a part of the Green Party's contribution to that community movement.
Tēnā koe, sis. Have you got a return date, or are you just going to come back when you think it's the right time?
One of the things I keep hearing from other breast cancer survivors particularly, and you know, because mina he Māori, he wahine koe, well, blimmin, kei te busy all the time, you know, so no one has time for cancer, Dale. No one has, it's never convenient to have treatment, and if you're privileged enough to have caught it early, it's still a blimmin hoha, I tell you. But the one thing I have heard is that when women have rushed back to their lives, have felt like, oh yeah, no, I should be sweet, but no one in their puku that they're actually not yet. That has ended up being detrimental, first and foremost for them, their whānau, and for their mahi, whatever that is. I'm really mindful of that. That takes incredible discipline from me to be very secure and grounded and mindful that actually ensuring the fullest recovery I can is the way that I will be able to keep going. So I'm hoping that I will be back over months, but I'm going to be really clear about the need to ensure that I have had enough healing and recovery time and try and be a role model for that sort of leadership as well.
Well, kia ora, kia koe, marama, thanks so much for all the kōrero that we've had. It's not a farewell, it's just a pause on our interviews. So all the best, and I speak on behalf of all of our listeners too, wishing you well. And to wahine mā, who are in similar situations to you, we love you, and we want you to join us in the fight for many years to come. Ngā mana ki tāke, kia koe, and Te Wao Matariki, all the very best to you. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us today and across the years. Looking forward to your return when it's an appropriate time, sister.
Nei rā te mihi, aroha ki a koe, Dao. Kia koutou o Radio Wātea, me o Kaiwhakarongo. I really want to appreciate and acknowledge Radio Wātea for the aroha that they sent through following my announcement. I can't wait to come back and kōrero to you all, Dao, in some months' time. Kia ora.
Kia ora, thanks so much. Marama Davidson, wonderful contributor to Kaupapa Māori and, of course, our political arena.